So today is March 30th. Today is the day that I was supposed to have my hysteroscopy surgery, but as y'all have seen, I'm about to head in my pre-op appointment.
So unfortunately, we need the full balance because
no surgery, no nothing. It never came to pass.
Tonight's episode documents moments with my partner Dom and I within the 21 days leading up until today. To my endo warriors, this one is for you. I was denied surgery by my gynecologist 10 days ago. Today, 3/30/23, would have been my surgery date. You are now watching the monthly episode 11, The Endo Effect.
All right, what's up, gang? Today is Thursday, March the 9th. And I will be having a hysteroscopy surgery for my endometriosis on March the 30th. I will be having a pre-op appointment on March 20th at 4. So we'll be coming back in between now and then, just documenting the days. My girlfriend always says it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. She's never had a partner have reproductive issues like this. So even though I'm not scared of having surgery, I am nervous. Nervous for me, nervous for her and her thoughts. You know, I don't want anything to spook her. So I'm just trying to preserve myself in that process. My birth control sort of hasn't been working. It's kind of like when the batteries are out in the remote and you trying to make it work. I spot a lot of days. The whole reason why I had to call my gynecologist and her set up this procedure anyway is because earlier in February, my spotting turned to full-on bleeding. And so it unnerved me. And now that I'm about to be at that like 35 and over threshold, I'll be 35 in May. It's time to check the purse, man. Make sure, you know, I can reach my 40s and everything is good in the hood down there. I decided to be vulnerable enough and candid enough to take y'all on this journey with us as we move through this experience together. So I hope in doing this, it can save a life and it can just make men and women more aware of just reproductive issues, period. And you know, the things that we should do to make sure that we stay okay.
If you don't know, I am the partner. My name is Dom again. I made my debut on the period and the partner episode. I don't like the word surgery. Surgery is scary to me. So I call it a procedure because we in and out and we gonna heal and we gonna do things in our best power. You know what I'm saying? Outside of what's offered to us and was pushed to us, we're gonna look for some herbal remedies here and we're gonna heal and we're gonna document that process. So again, Christians wanted another voice, she wanted another aspect, and I mean, what, nothing could compare to like hearing what your partner has to say, because when she goes through things, I go through them as well, and like I said, it's vice versa. So thank you guys for tuning in. It's going to be an interesting episode. The news and when it hit and all the emotions, all the mental preparation and everything we go through just to get ready. What a partner goes through to prepare for their significant other to experience something like that. And I mean, we just hope that it's a learning experience. We pray that nobody ever has to go through this. But if you do, you're able to kind of look back at this and see some of the practices that were implemented in the process. And hopefully we can inform, we can teach, and we can elevate. And we can just kind of show y'all the power of Black love. If it's hetero, if it's lesbian, whatever. Love is love. And, you know, it's all about showing up and standing firm for your partner. And you know what I'm saying? And just loving each other through the process.
All right, so today is the 14th. 6 days away from my pre-op appointment and 16 days before surgery. Just found out I'm going to be solo dolo for my pre-op appointment. Babe has to work, and I think my friend has to work as well. So it won't be like any other, you know, doctor appointment that I've had. I know that because, you know, it's dealing with upcoming surgery. But I'm a big girl. I've dealt with this type of stuff before. Am I a little sad? Yeah, because I wanted my baby there. And if they did anything that was going to hurt, I wanted her there. But for us, work is important right now because we are trying to get some other stuff together. If anything, I feel like my surgery is an inconvenience right now because we got stuff we got going. But yeah, I'm a big girl. I'm a thug it out. Like I said, I got still about a week to like mentally wrap my head around things. And hey, we just gonna see how it goes. Yeah. Hello, friends. So it's St. Patrick's Day. Just came in from a date night. We are 3 days away from my pre-op appointment and 13 days away from surgery. I can't sit here and say, you know, for the past few days that, or the past week really, that I've had a lot of different emotions or anything, because, I mean, this is not my first rodeo. But there's always, like, the intrusive thoughts and, like, you know, at times the thoughts that you're really trying not to have. And I mean, it's surgery. I'm getting cut on again. And so, you know, you always have small reservations about things. But overall, I feel good. I've been eating well. I've tripled my water intake. Other than, like, the couple of things she shared with me, I really don't know where my girlfriend's head is wrapped completely around, you know, this whole situation. But I just feel like if I keep a positive and energetic mind about it, you know, she'll kind of have no choice but to do the same.
It's a late night, can't sleep, I'm a little anxious, had a dream, and I guess that's the real reason why I'm in front of this camera tonight. First time I've ever been in a situation like this. I've never, as a former athlete, I've never had to go and get anything done. It's always been sprains, therapy, no need for any other procedure. I feel helpless. As much as I just want to sacrifice myself for her, I can't. So you can understand the anxiety behind that. When you're already a selfless person and anybody that you love or you care about, you don't want to see them go through anything that's painful or anything like that. So I just really feel limited. I don't like to let her see it because I know she's putting on her brave face and showing me that, like, I got this. But I know in the back of her mind, you know, she has the second guesses about the situation because we had the conversation. Like, we didn't want to get to this point. There's been a situation before I was in an equation where she did have to go ahead and get a procedure done. And it was the care taking after that makes me a little anxious, even though I know this won't be like what she's experienced before. It's still, you know, I gotta make sure that I don't do this because I know this happened the last time, and I can't do that because I know that happened the last time. And it's just like you feel like you're kind of walking on eggshells, but at the end of the day, I know I got it. I know I'm not the person that was in her past the last time she had to go through this experience. And I know I'm gonna put my best foot forward, and I know I'm gonna take care of her, but it's just the anxiety that comes with it. And I think that's probably what has me up tonight. But I'm gonna do what us Californians do. I'm ready for her to go in, knock it out, and I'm ready to like coach her back to her best self. I know once we do get this, brand new horizons, new opportunities, there's a new aspect of confidence that comes with just bodying this situation. And it's gonna be on the up and up, but we don't get to the up and up until we get there. I can't even see my legs, like they moving this whole time I'm recording this, but that just show you like we really being transparent, we letting y'all in. This is what we experience. I will be there surgery day. I will be there the day after surgery, making sure that she has everything that she needs. Might fuck around and get her a bell like they had on a Fresh Prince when they was going through what they was going through. She can ring that bell. I'll be right there with my towel on my arm, like what you need. But I'm ready, but I'm anxious. But I'm gonna let the anxiety, I'm gonna let all that go. I'm gonna pray about it because that's what we do. We're gonna give it to the Most High. And after that, it's gone. And he gonna have his way. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be in control of everything.
Okay, friends. So something really crazy happened this morning. Since I found out something was off and I had to call my gynecologist to even get to where we are today with this whole surgery thing, I was noticing a trend with my body. When I go to bed, I'm fine. Nothing happens. But when I get up in the morning and I start moving around for the day, I bleed. Sometimes a lot, sometimes a little too much for me to be on this birth control hormone, and my ovaries are supposed to be sleeping. This morning I got up, got my girlfriend out the door for work, and began bleeding, and it would not stop. It scared me half to death. Like, I got in the shower and stuff to calm down, and I text her. I didn't want to freak her out because she had just got to work, but I couldn't explain why it was, you know, it was happening like that and so fast. Ended up being, I was trying to apparently pass a blood clot. I know this is explicit, but hey, this is really what's happening in real time. That's a big red flag. I've been on this birth control approximately 10 months, and yeah, I know typically it takes up to a year for like everything to stop, but the manner in which I'm bleeding and the rate I'm bleeding, I shouldn't be. So tomorrow I'm going to be writing my list of questions that I'm going to have for my doctor for my pre-op appointment on Monday. I've been, you know, documenting my symptoms, what's been happening from week to week, and I'm going to also share that with her. So we'll see. Everything is under control right now. I'm in a little bit of pelvic pain, but it's very bearable. And I'm just waiting on my honey to get home. I think she get home in like an hour. I'm just ready to cuddle and be up under her because that shit really scared me this morning. And I damn near went to the hospital. I'm glad I'm cool, but I'm just ready to hurry up. And I'm ready to hurry up and get this over with.
Update time. So as you know, we are documenting our journey up to surgery. But today, I had to come in here and I had to check in with y'all because today was crazy. Not a bad crazy, but a more interesting crazy. So I'm at work, and I get a text. I think I need to go to the ER text. Wait, what? What are you doing? Hold up. I'm on a call. Let me finish this call. I'm gonna FaceTime you. I just left the house. You were perfectly fine when I left the house. What do you mean? You might have to go to the ER. So long story short, and I'm sure Chris has been telling you guys, we've been dealing with some bleeding, right? Bleeding that I feel is unnecessary because we've been, you know, on the birth control and everything like that. So why are we still experiencing the bleeding? We're supposed to be taking something that's supposed to be kind of helping that. So I said all that to say we've probably been dealing with it probably, I want to say, about the last 2 months. Not crazy amounts, but it was like consistent, and it just has its time when it happens and it has its time when it's, you know, not taking place. Really weird. As a partner, all I can do is kind of just sit back and be supportive. Do you need anything? Do you want me to go to the store? How about we try this instead of that? It's really hard because I personally, I don't experience that, you know. Everything over here is regular, thank you. But, you know, just being somebody's partner and just being compassionate and just being genuine, you know, you always kind of feel bad because you don't know what you can truly do in a situation, and words only do so much because you're physically experiencing something and you just want it to quit. You want to have control over your body, and at sometimes you feel like you can't, and it's just like, I feel like my hands are tied sometimes. But crazy text, we ended up not having to go to the ER. I know she put the disclaimer up, you know, let y'all know this is real. We talking about real things, but we literally were just passing a clot that was causing that much pain, that was causing, you know, that kind of blood loss, but that's what it was. So, I'm just anxious. I'm ready for us to get to the pre-op meeting so we can know what's going on. So we can mentally prepare for what we're getting ready to embark on and just, man, get it over and done with so she can have a better quality of life. Once this does happen, there's a physical, you know, enhancement. You're going to feel better about yourself. You feel like you got control of your body. And when you feel like you got control of different aspects of your life, you know, other things just start opening up for you. I hate getting those types of texts when I'm at work, because if I could, I'll just leave at the drop of a dime. But we can't do that because we have obligations that we must fulfill on that side. But it's always cool to get on the other side of it, talk about it. Hey, I like how you handled that, or, oh, I wasn't expecting you to do that. Like, those are the things that I kind of live for.
Hello, friends. So today is March 20th. It's pre-op appointment day. We are approximately 10 days away from surgery. Woke up this morning, especially after that little tumultuous little part of the weekend I had. I had a crazy-ass dream that I was being operated on while I was awake and alert. And it was a little bit much, had me up out of my sleep at 6 this morning. And so I knew it was the enemy just trying to get busy in my head, have me all in my head. But I didn't allow that to, like, take over the day. So, you know, had a bomb smoke session with Bae before she went to work this morning. I was already, like, up in arms because she wouldn't be able to be at this appointment today. She had to work a little overtime. You know, got to get that bag. But I wasn't tripping because, you know, you got to be a big girl sometimes. And it wasn't like it was the actual day. She's going to be there all the actual day. So I wasn't real fucked up about it. But I just wanted her there for moral support because I could be a chicken. Anywho, but after I, you know, let her out for work this morning, I had a couple Zoom meetings, had breakfast. And then after breakfast, I just didn't turn the TV back on. I just wanted to keep my mind, like, at ease. So I turned on an audiobook that I've been listening to, The Water Dancer by Ta-Nehisi Coates. Joe Morton, Olivia Pope's daddy, for all you Scandal fans out there, is narrating the book. So it's really easy listening. So I just kind of been doing that, writing some stuff here and there in my notes. I did do my questions for the appointment today to ask my doctor, so hopefully I get to film a little bit in there. Fingers crossed.
The list you see here is a list of questions that I curated for my doctor to ask during the appointment for this day. As you can see, we are literally passing the new women's center that they're building right in front of Mercy Hospital.
All right, everybody, so I'm about to head in my pre-op appointment. This is what I've been waiting on, so let's see how it goes. So I'm definitely killing time until the appointment starts. I'm just chilling out downstairs because I'm really not ready to go in there yet, just to be honest. But I'm here, I made it. But I don't feel the need to pee, so bought some cranberry juice to fix that real quick because I know they're gonna want a tinkle sample. Me moving too fast, but here we go. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, unfortunately, we need the full balance because, I mean, you don't have insurance either. And for the surgery also, she would want that up front as well. Have you tried applying for Medicaid?
I just started a new job. That's all I have. All right. Thank you. So I don't have insurance adequate enough for my doctor to even see me today, let alone do the surgery. So no surgery, no nothing. I don't know. I'm just going to have to endure what I've been dealing with for the past 2 months already, for however long, because I got to get adequate insurance. I'm angry. I'm numb. I'm just tired of this. It shouldn't be so difficult just to keep yourself healthy and safe. I'm so fucking angry right now. I just, y'all.
It's pre-op day. And we're not having a surgery. Yeah. Go ahead and let that marinate. I'm rubbing my hands because I'm frustrated. I'm disappointed in the healthcare system. I don't want to say the wrong thing because, respectively, we both are our own brands. But this is a time where we're living and operating in our truths more and more and more. So I know the transparency is appreciated, but I'm not going to disrespect anybody because that's not my makeup. That's not how I am. I internalize and then, you know, we move forward from there. I'm disappointed. I'm hurt. Very, very, very hurt. More hurt for her than myself because I'm gonna always be good. You know, Most High always gonna do what he does. But I wanted this for her. And you know what it feels like to want something for somebody, be hyped about somebody, supporting somebody, and then you get that kind of news. So today isn't a good day. We're gonna always put on our brave face. We always gonna show up. We always gonna figure it out. But in the moment, it's crushing. It's a momentum killer. It's a vibe killer. Energy killer. It's all of that. Because I get something is being denied, but your health, nah. Your well-being, nah. That don't make sense to me. That don't sit well with me. The money is outrageous. Like, that's crazy. The treatment of the workers in the industry, I'm not saying all of them are like that because I've encountered wonderful, wonderful, wonderful individuals that truly love what they do. They care about what they do. But on the flip side, and I think that's with anything, you have the people that are only there for the money. They there to get their bag and that's it. And it is what it is. And in that industry, I feel like you got to be knowledgeable, of course, because you're dealing with people's lives. But the compassion needs to be there. You know what I'm saying? Because this is somebody's life. This is somebody's well-being. And you can never put no price tag on that. So the whole experience to me, it was a learning experience for sure. But the treatment and the information and the way that everything transpired was bullshit. And I can say that and I mean that and I'm going to stand on that. Pure bullshit. We need to do better. Shout out to the new, you know, influx of nurses and doctors. I hope that y'all come in, you know what I'm saying, and y'all do what it do, and y'all just be a better representation of individuals in the field. But yeah, today this was not acceptable. But show don't stop, you know what I'm saying, like Hustle say. Marathon continues. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna let this hard time humble us. We gonna figure it out. I was already talking about going the all herbal route anyway, because I understand what goes on, you know. But again, you know, I'm not gonna disrespect nobody. But yeah, that's it. And just know this is what she does the podcast for. This is why she shows up. Y'all don't even get to see. I need to do like a true behind the scenes, and I'm just waiting to get some more cameras in here. But I got to get it set up so y'all can see what she puts in behind the scenes. Like, she works, she works, she works. Then she does her work that she has to do. And then, you know, she does what she has to do for me. So she is everywhere with it, on top of trying to balance health. Health that is slowing her down because we can't get certain things done. But and I could just cry, but I'm not. But she works really hard, and so to hear this news today, it's like a punch in the stomach. Like, all the air came out of my body. But again, I know that's not gonna stop her. It's gonna turn her up even more. But y'all get to see it. This is y'all seeing it here first. This is what she does it for. This is why she's advocating. If this happens to her, imagine how many other women this is happening to on a day in, day out basis. And it's really real out here.
So, as y'all obviously already seen, yesterday didn't go well. So from the time of leaving my Uber, being dropped off at my appointment, to going upstairs for the appointment at 3:50 because it was at 4, I may have been there approximately 20 minutes tops. Once I arrived, I went to sign in, and they usually hand me a clipboard, but this time I was met with, like, the very first question out of their mouths was, do you have payment today? Or we're gonna need payment today. Never happens. So told her didn't have payment today, and so another receptionist came from the back somewhere, and she was talking to the other receptionist at the desk, almost like I wasn't even standing there at first. And they were just discussing, well, does she need to pay like $20 on it? Does she need to pay? Because I had a balance of $240. I guess that I needed to cover, you know, out of my pocket. And it was from my last visit in November. So I let her know. I was texting my girl, telling her what was going on. And she was texting me. She's at work. And she's texting me, okay, what do we need to pay? You know, what needs to be done or whatever. And so I'm like, hold on. So the whole time, they're literally still talking like I'm not even standing there. And so the lady that came from the back finally looked up and was like, hold on, I'll be back. Meaning I'm about to go to talk to the doctor and I'll be back. So I was already tearing up when I sat back down to wait because I didn't have $240. So before she left to go talk to my gynecologist, who didn't have the balls to even come up to the front and face me, they were like, okay, we're going to need half, which is $120. Still didn't have that. So when she did come, or the lady, the other receptionist, emerged from the back, she was like, nope, doc says we need the full $240 and we're going to need the surgery payment up front. There's nothing we can do. So, yeah, I just walked out defeated. I had so many emotions at the moment, like the level of piss that I was at. Like, this is stuff y'all knew already. And I just feel humiliated. I felt humiliated. Like, this could have been emailed to me, because it's not like it was confidential health information. It's accounts payable receivable. So y'all send me mail for everything else. Y'all call me for everything else. Why couldn't y'all call and be like, you know, we can't do this if... I was literally bombarded with that information, and it left me feeling literally this fucking small. Am I still sad today? Yes. Do I still have shit to do? Yes. Am I gonna find another doctor? Hell yes. I just gotta keep moving. This is the very thing, like I said in my Facebook post yesterday, this is the very thing that I advocate for. Medical, racial, gender disparities in healthcare. This is what I do it for. So this is like the raw, real type of situations that goes on in our country. Turns out the gyno that I've been going to for the better part of a year, a good friend of mine's just left her after being her patient 15 years. And she ended up going to a male gynecologist who's very thorough with her and fair. She left my gynecologist because she wasn't that. She ignored her requests. She ignored the fact that she was explaining that other things were going on. And that shit just not cool. And looking back at it, I probably dodged a bullet. So, like I tell y'all, for any other thing, keep advocating for yourself. Don't stop advocating for yourself. Allow yourself time to feel the feels. Because me, typically, I don't do that, but I'm just kind of mentally tired as is, so that was just kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back for me, what happened yesterday. So just for a true clarification, there will not be a surgery anymore. Didn't even get to have the appointment, never even got to look in my gynecologist's face yesterday. So, you know, I'm still kind of like, actively bleeding, which is an issue, but it's not an issue that I can't control, if that makes sense. I'm just gonna do my due diligence to get on my own individual insurance and find another gyno that's way more thorough, and I'll do my research a little more thorough this time. I only had this gynecologist because my previous employer had Aetna for insurance, and I was still kind of covered under that, even though I was no longer employed with them, and they just didn't cover something past a certain time. And I found her through, you know, that Aetna network of, you know, providers. But I'm going to find somebody that can do what I need done and see what I see when it comes to my body. I won't be, you know, gaslighted with birth control anymore. I won't be ignored anymore. And I'm determined to still find that solace.
So, not even 2 hours after I recorded that last confession, I got an email from Mercy. It was them giving me the amount that I was to pay for that $14,000 hysteroscopy. They knew I didn't have that.
Well, y'all, here we are. I probably should not be gussied up like this, glossed and lashed up. I should actually be probably in a hospital gown, probably just now coming out of recovery for the surgery that I never had. So today is March 30th. Today is the day that I was supposed to have my hysteroscopy surgery, but as y'all have seen, it never came to pass. So since then, which has been about a little over a week, it's been rough. I kind of let the house go, and anybody that knows me, they knows that I love to clean. I'm always picking up something, cooking, whatever. I had a little bout of depression, and I'm just really now coming up out of it. I need people to know that people with endometriosis, adenomyosis, PCOS, and the like, ovarian cancer, cervical cancer, and the like, this is a hard road to toe. For people with chronic illnesses and things of that nature, this is a hard road. You have to juggle family and work, and then, you know, you want to go to functions, you still want to be a normal person, but sometimes our bodies just do not allow us to do so. I don't know what switched, but I haven't been bleeding the last couple days. It's been a weird thing, but I haven't. Almost going on 3 months of bleeding, almost, and it just kind of stopped out of nowhere. I did break up with my gynecologist. I am going to find greener pastures, because what was the point of me sticking around? And you couldn't do the one thing that I needed you to do for me. You betrayed me in that one thing. So why would I stay? So she's no longer my gynecologist. I will be moving on to greener pastures, and I'm going to continue to advocate. It's so many of us out there that needs to see these type of stories so they'll know how to proceed forward in the event something like that potentially happens to them. I do this for y'all. I do this for us. I'm going to continue to do this for us. I'm going to continue to be a voice for us. I dedicate this episode to my endo sister, Katie. She has been an endo warrior. She has been probably one of the most pivotal people next to my girl who's been coaching me and giving me all of the encouragement in the world, because she's been there. So, Katie, girl, this episode was specifically for you. And, of course, for all of my endo warriors and endo sisters in the United States and beyond. I got coochie gang endo homies in the UK, in Australia, that we hold each other down. We are a very tight-knit community. And it's all about advocacy and the will to want more, because you are more and you are better. I hope this episode showed somebody something, and I really mostly hope that it helped save a life. I'll see y'all later.